Dan, 2 wins over the Springboks in 2 weeks, it must be pleasing and a good feeling amongst the group.
Yeah, a lot of confidence and belief out of the last 2 games, but also an understanding that we've got a lot of improvement in us. But nice for a group that's a pretty young group that hasn't been together a whole lot of time to get 2 wins against the world champions is certainly gives us some confidence.
You mentioned moving on pretty quickly in Townsville already, ready for the Argies. It's a different sort of place to come play. First time a test has been played here.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it, to get into the regional areas and, coming from Townsville, I know there's a real thirst and love for rugby up here and the locals will get behind the game and support it, and also the sport with the doubleheader with the Springboks and the All Blacks as well. So, no, we're looking forward to it and understand that Argentina, whilst there's similarities to South Africa, there are some differences.
What are some of those differences? What sort of things do you think you'll have to tweak, heading into a test of, a different style of rugby?
Yeah, look, I think the similarities are around their physical big and they'll test us at set piece. And then differences, I think they'll chance their arm a little bit more in attack. They've got some threats out wide and they'll like to have a crack from counter-attack. So defensively, we'll need to be on our game.
Any update on Tom Banks' situation at this stage?
Yeah, it looks like there's a fracture there, so Banksy he'll be out for a period of time. Exactly how many weeks, I couldn't give you that at the moment, but he won't play any part in the rugby championship.
Do you think the coaches probably have a few options there at fullback to fill in for Tom? Is there any sort of people that come to mind? That could we see James O'Connor there potentially this week?
Oh, I think James is certainly an option there. Plenty of other guys. Obviously Hodgie came on there. On Saturday night, and Andrew Callaway's played there as well, Patea, so there's a number of options, and Dave and the selectors will finalise that over the next couple of days.